right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is, what do we have today? Thursday, September 21st. And yesterday was the big day. The Federal Reserve had its meeting and stocks are tanking. And we'll talk about it because the Fed left interest rates the same. So why are stocks sinking? And is there hope for the markets? Will they bounce back today? Also, what does this mean for our positions? And Mark did something super sneaky yesterday and today that we'll talk about. And by the way, this is the first time here. I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience. And we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff. And we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, Mark, I mean, these crazy market. Let's talk about the big one, the Fed decision yesterday.
Yeah, quite a reaction to the overall Fed day. Yeah. So we had the statement, the economic projections, that dot plot. We had a Fed press conference, a super, super busy day, Marcus. Initially at 2 p.m. Eastern, it looked like there was a little bit of a pullback, then a little bit of a rally, not a whole lot of movement, but some indecision. But then things just tanked into the close.
Yeah, this is after Powell in the press conference didn't say anything really reaffirming they remained a hawkish stance, meaning that they say, well, interest rates are not going higher right now at this meeting, but they're here to stay. So this were quite interesting reading through the statement and seeing of what's happening. I think traders were focused on the so-called dot plot.
Yep. So we talk a lot about the Fed funds futures, which are basically traded by traders, and this gives us probabilities on what the market might be pricing in. But the Fed has this dot plot where they can anonymously say where they believe rates are headed. And so that dot plot showed that they expect one more increase for this year and then two cuts in 2024. But that two cuts in 2024 seems to be shaking things up a little bit because it's two fewer than what was expected. And that puts the Fed funds rate around 5.1% in 2024.
And I think this is what really shocked traders because, I mean, the Fed has been saying it all along that, hey, the higher interest rates are here to stay. And traders, they did believe it. They were kind of like, yeah, whatever, it's all good. So yesterday, hearing this again, and also that they cut their projection about when to cut interest rates, I think this was the big shocker.
I agree, because really, all in all, it didn't seem like there was anything significantly new in Powell's commentary, how he approached things in the press conference. It really seemed like a typical press conference for him. But I agree. I think that reading into it, that especially next year, not having as many cuts. Now, of course, this can change, right? This is just a projection, and the Fed has said that they are relying on data. We know that data is changing. But I think that resulted in some concern and worry in the market. It also shows that the Fed members believe that the Fed funds rate will be at 2.9% in 2026. Long term, the Fed, they want inflation at 2%, right? And they expected their neutral rate to be 2.5. So even that 2026 projection is a little bit higher.
Yeah. So, and that's what traders focus on right now. However, there's also a silver lining, and this is the economic growth that the Fed sees. And this is where they say, okay, it's expected to increase 2.1% this year. It's more than double of the June estimate. And even for next year, they moved their GDP, gross domestic product outlook, up from 1.1% to 1.5%.
And this is a positive, right? In 2022, everybody was saying crash, recession, this is going to be bad. And then there's the discussion of a soft landing. We're still headed into a recession. Some people arguing that we are in a recession. But this adjustment, this shows that the economy is still resilient.
Yeah. But it also shows that the Fed is still concerned about jobs, because that is the other thing where the outlook for unemployment is now projected at 3.8%. They kind of were hoping that it goes up to 4.1% in the previous meeting. So right now they say the jobs market is probably staying strong. And again, all of this is kind of good news, because it means that the economy can take the higher interest, so that maybe Powell and his gang are making the impossible happen, bringing inflation down while not pushing the economy into a recession. But that's not what traders are focused on today. Today, it's like, oh my gosh, higher interest rates are here to stay, and that is not good. So if you're looking at today, I mean, overnight, let's actually take a look at the mini S&P overnight. And we just see that, I mean, after the slide yesterday, We just kept sliding overnight into the open, and right now we are trading around session lows.
Yeah, and prior to the U.S. market open, we did have jobless claims, so first-time filers for unemployment there. And I mean, this is a weekly report, and in the long run, historically, it's really not that big of a deal, right? But I think that traders are looking for clues, they're looking for, an excuse. And here with unemployment coming in lower than expected, you know, that just supports the idea that the Fed needs to keep things higher, and that it's okay, that they're not going to hurt things because jobs remain strong. Continuing claims were at 1.662 million, and this is 21,000 lower than what was expected. So, hey, jobs are there.
All right. Well, let's take a look at our bet, and let's see if the odds of me winning our bet that the Fed will increase interest rates at the next meeting in November, if the box of steaks is heading my way. No, no. Traders still believe that the Fed will hold rates steady. 73% probability that rates are remaining steady, where there's 26% they're raising it. That is very surprising to me.
I give you that one, Marcus. I agree. Based on that dot plot and what the Fed has said, you have the November 1st meeting, you have the December 13th meeting, and in theory, the Fed says they believe that we'll have one more hike. So the November meeting makes sense, but traders are saying once again, yeah, we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah. But again, we see also that traders right now are just factoring in that interest rates will stay higher until at least July, and that then it's the first possibility. And so traders are factoring in right now three times lowering Fed set, two times and one times raising interest rates this year. So let's see how it changes over the next few days. But yeah, I'm surprised right now. Seems that you might be right. But hey, we do have 41 more days and lots of reports coming out.
The countdown is here.
The countdown is here. All right, before we take a look at our positions, let's take a very quick look here at the heat map. And we just see that across the board, stocks are lower. Tech stocks are being hit harder. This is way too thin here, so let me just move to this one. So we see Amazon down 3%, Tesla down 1.8%, Google down 2%, Nvidia down. Microsoft bucking the trend, up 1% today. But I mean, across the board, especially for tech stocks, it seems 2% plus down is in the cards for today.
And that is to be expected when you have this bigger slide, that it's really across the board. Now, one company that's bucking the trend, FedEx, though.
FedEx reported earnings. FedEx reported earnings. So let's take a look at this really quick. And they reported earnings better than expected. And right now, I mean, earlier they were up more than 5%, now still up 4.28%.
Yeah, so a real nice move there, FedEx, like you said, bucking the trend. So beating the overall market handily. I mean, who knows? This might have been 8% if the markets were higher today. Nice move there. A huge surprise on their earnings per share. Revenue came in slightly lower than expected, but a big move. Adjusted earnings of $4.55 a share rather than the $3.71 that was expected.
Yeah, so that's a 22% increase in profits, and markets are liking it today. And as I said, with the markets down and they're still up 4%, that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's take a look at our positions and see how our position's doing with this. And no surprise that CSIQ is taking it today. I mean, interestingly sliding lower now, kind of where we opened, but still down almost 3%. And we talked about it. CSIQ, definitely interest rate sensitive. So that's a solar company. And I mean, all of their sales or most of their sales are being financed. So higher interest rates not helping CSIQ, trading right around 26 again. So let's hope that over the next few days, now that we have a triple bottom, let's go up. There's the W.
Let's do it. We probably need to get through one more Fed statement and earnings, I think, to really get some traction with this one.
Yeah. Any NextEra Energy? So, I mean, this is actually looking good. Earlier today, they were up despite the overall market being down. Right now, only down 0.1%. So that's going good. We got assigned at 69.50. So that's where we are trying to sell calls against our existing position. Our break even at 68.05. Right now trading slightly below our break even. So we need to push higher, probably towards 68.50. So another dollar before we can start selling calls again.
Yeah, I see that NEE is slightly positive right now. And yeah, this is where like the Dow is the least affected. Not that NEE is a Dow stock, but NEE is a dividend aristocrat. So in a market that can be a little tricky, I think NEE can attract some buyers and attention. So for me, there's no surprise. And it wouldn't surprise me if this trend continues, if NEE continues to move higher over the next couple of days.
Yeah. PNC, next on the list, also interest sensitive. So today, down 0.7%. I must say, hanging in there. I thought that PNC would get hammered a little bit more today.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I think that this is a solid showing for PNC with the overall market down, just hanging in there, like you said, Marcus. So finding some support around 123, holding up.
All right. Before we talk about TXN, so TXN, this is the one stock where Mark did something tricky. If you want to know what he did, give us a like. So that's how we trade it off. We give you some scoop here of what's happening for likes. So simply hit the like button and then we'll talk about what Mark did. And in the meantime, while we give you a chance to hit the like button, let's talk about UPS and then come back to TXN.
Sounds good.
So UPS, I was a little bit surprised. Pre-market, UPS was also up, basically fueled by the good news from FedEx. And we talked about it yesterday, that FedEx could drag UPS down or up. I'm a little bit surprised that right now we are down 0.8% because, it's in line with the overall market. But in pre-market trading, we were trading higher.
I'm with you on this one, Marcus. You know, even if it was just slightly positive based on FedEx earnings, I mean, we know that they're going to have similar success or failures, right? And this one baffles me, but I'm still okay. I mean, we're only down a little bit. I would love to be able to sell calls at 165, and you are in a great position because you took the trade on that pullback this week.
Yeah, and so I sold the 157.50 put. Right now we are trading below, and I'm actually hoping that I get a sign. We talked about it yesterday. If I can get a sign, and then next week we have the rally so that we can both sell at 165, I'll take this. So sorry, but I'm kind of rooting for UPS to hover around here because I really would like to get assigned. And join yeah, there. Fine. Being a proud owner of UPS stock.
I'd like you to join me. That works for me.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready for TXN and what we did there? So let's talk about it. So TXN, I sold the 160. I did this on Monday, I believe, right?
Yes.
You did it a day later. So you did it on Tuesday. And we have a rule about our profit taking. So the rule is that within the first day, if we can close the position at 80% of max profits, we're doing it. After that, we're going for 90% of the max profits until the day of expiration. Now, let's talk about what happened yesterday and what you did. yesterday.
Getting in the trade a day later, I was able to get 86 cents versus the 80 cents that you took in. And like you said, typically we're looking at a 90% max profit order, because if we've gotten most of the profit that we can on that trade, yes, whenever we sell puts, we're okay getting assigned. But why not close the trade and see if there's new opportunities? With a one-day move, I had my 80% order in, so I had an order to close at 17 cents. And that was working for the day. And right after the Fed statement, there was a little bit of a reaction. I got filled at 17 cents and I was out of the trade because of one day trade. And this morning popped up again.
It popped up again on the scanner and you decided to double dip. Why not? So, because I mean, you made, what is this, 59 cents, $59 in a day. So most of the value. And then you just did the same thing and sold it again this morning. Did you sell this week's expiration or next week's?
I went with this week's expiration. So I closed this week's expiration for 17 cents. And then I sold it again for 52 cents today for a one-day trade. I'm okay getting assigned at 160. I know sometimes, or in most scenarios, double dipping is frowned upon, but I hope that it's okay this time.
Yeah, so this is very nice. So you basically collected $1.11 over the past 2 days on this one. So even if you would get assigned at 160, right now your break even is already $1.11 lower. So
yeah,
nicely done. Nicely done. So this worked out. That's why we have the rule of closing this at 80% after 1 day, because then you could do the same again. So basically you bought it back yesterday at 17 cents, sold it today at 52. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Perfect example of the 1 day 80% and getting another shot.
What do you guys think? Was that smart? What Mark did? If you liked it, give us a like. All right. Let's take a look at what the market's doing here right now, where we are trading for the day. And we are making new lows for the day, looking at the S&P 500. Looking at the NASDAQ, similar trading at lows of the day. The Dow also attacking the lows of the day. So it seems that for today, traders are still focusing on the shocker that interest rates will stay higher for longer before they possibly turn around to the silver lining that, hey, maybe there's a soft landing in the works. So I do believe that if you look at the chart here right now, I mean, we have an important support level coming up that I want to say is right here where we are at 43.50 in the S&P 500. What do you think?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I think that 43.50 is a decent level. 4,300 round number, but 4,300 would be another 1.2% lower. I don't see that happening today. Do you think that we could be at 4,300 by tomorrow, Marcus?
No, I think that tomorrow will rather bounce up again. I think that this move yesterday and today is a little bit exaggerated. I do believe traders who just like to be optimistic will look at the silver lining. So this is the third down day today in a row. So I believe that tomorrow we'll see a little bit of a bounce.
See the dip as a buying opportunity?
Yes, I do believe so.
Can't right. bet you a box of steaks on that one.
You want to?
No, I'm good. I like it.
All right. So what do you think about these crazy markets? Leave a comment. If you enjoyed this show, give us a quick like. We really appreciate all of your likes. Forward it to a friend if you think that this is useful information. And if you're new to this show, consider subscribing, hitting the little notification bell. This way, get notified when we go live again. And we'll be live back here tomorrow to see what has happened for the remainder of the day and what's happening tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.